Okay, here are a few brief pointers when speed reading to keep in mind. When you are reading something that you're familiar with or knowledgeable about, then you should speed up. You say, well, this makes sense, no problem. As much as it makes sense, it is not normally what occurs. Imagine that you're reading a book and you encounter something that you understand or find interesting. The natural tendency is to speed down and enjoy it because there may be so much in the book that you don't understand or enjoy, you want to savor this, and that's fine. However, when efforting to read faster, this is actually the time that you want to speed up and then slow down when you encounter the items that you don't understand. Now, what we want to do is see how fast you can read. This reading speed should be faster than when you first started, but it should be interesting to see how fast you can read by now using your new techniques of, number one, reading words in groups, number two, using your hands, and number three, reading faster when you encounter something you already know or understand. This should be fun. This is what I want you to do. Again, I want you to pick your selected reading text and make sure that it's something that you're interested in, or at least it's not a brand new subject to you. Then you're going to read through the exact same drill that we did at the beginning of this program to calculate your reading speed. Okay, this is what you're going to do. We're going to calculate your reading speed. So you're going to read for 10 minutes, just like we did at the beginning of this program. At the beginning of this program, you read for 10 minutes and we calculated a reading speed. We're going to do the same thing on the next track. You're going to listen to music and we're going to time for you for 10 minutes. At the end of that 10 minutes, we will be able to calculate your new reading speed. And hopefully this reading speed is faster than when you began. Hopefully it's a lot faster, at the very least a little bit faster. Remember, we're wanting to gradually improve as we get better readers and faster readers. Now, you're also going to want to make sure you're rested whenever you do this. In other words, you might want to stop the program at the end of this track and go get a glass of water and sit down and relax and make sure you're refreshed and rested, because we want to get an accurate picture of your current reading speed. And to get your best reading speed, you want to be rested and relaxed. So if you need to stretch your legs, if you need to grab a glass of water, do that. Just make sure that you have a fresh perspective. Now, what technique do you use? Do you push your hand from the left to the right with the push? Do you use the S hand motion? What do you use? The answer to that question is up to you. Use whatever hand motions you like. Read backwards if you like. Use the S. Use the X motion, or use the push across the page. It doesn't matter what hand motion you read. You are going to use the hand motion here that you feel most comfortable with. So get ready. Join us on the next track to read it 10 minutes to calculate your reading speed, and I'll see you then.